Good morning. Welcome to day four of Morning Motivation. I am Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping people live better every day. Today, we're going to be talking about visualizations and visualizing your success. Now, visualizing your success sounds a little kooky, right? If you haven't heard about visualizations and the power of active daydreaming, you might think it's a little bit out there. I used to also until I started doing it. Now, visualizations, first of all, are mini daydreams that can help you get focused on your goals, and they can help to get your subconscious mind on your side even when you're sleeping so that you're making progress towards your goals, coming up with new ideas, and increasing your attention and focus on new opportunities that can help you get to your goals. Now, like I said, it sounds a little weird, but there's actually been a lot of research on the subject. There have been a bunch of studies on the power of visualizations, and the science of sports psychology actually uses visualizations often. There have been studies that have taken basketball players and taken a group and split them into different groups within the group, and certain basketball players were allowed to practice free throws over a certain amount of time, and the other group was not allowed to practice free throws, except what they were able to do was visualize their success. They were able to visualize shooting the free throws and making them. And after weeks of one group practicing the free throws, the other group just visualizing practicing the free throws, they found that the group that actually just visualized the free throws were able to improve their shooting scores once they were actually able to make the free throws in real life. There's been a bunch of other studies like this, but it all confirms the fact that visualizations can help you achieve your goals. So, even though it sounds weird, just go with it because there is science behind it. Also, if you've ever seen somebody accept an award on TV, Beyonce or Jay-Z or any of your favorite singers or entertainers, when they go on stage and they accept a big award, what's the first thing they say? I've been dreaming about this my whole life. Well, that's not a coincidence. If you are intently focused on your goal and you visualize achieving it, you are going to be more likely to achieve it. So, what I'd like you to do is spend 5 minutes today daydreaming and visualizing what it's like once you will have achieved your goal. So, if you want to become healthier and you want to lose weight, think about what it feels like being in your new healthy body. Spend 5 minutes. Think about what you look like. Think about how it feels. Try to use as many of your senses as possible. Really feel the emotions behind it. Okay? Spend 5 minutes doing that today, and what I want you to do moving forward is every morning, right after you wake up, and every night, right before you go to bed, spend about 5 minutes each time visualizing your success. If you do this, I guarantee you, over the next few weeks, you will have a much stronger resolve in achieving your goal, and you'll be more motivated to achieve it as well. Now, visualizing your success is important in order to increase motivation. However, it's not the whole thing, okay? You also need to create a plan and take action towards achieving your goal. So tomorrow, we will get into creating action steps and creating a plan so that you can accomplish the goal that you want to achieve. But for today, visualize your success, do it each day moving forward, and tomorrow we'll get into creating your action plan. So thanks for tuning in. I'm Dan Cassidy with Inspire.com. This is your day four morning motivation, and we will see you tomorrow.